Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 16th of August, 2021 from Manx Radio with 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 62 new cases of COVID, 635 active cases, 16 in Nobles, one of which in ICU. Could care home deaths have been avoided? Manx Gas's new boss vows to improve services. The cost of getting a roof over your head, TT 2022, and Keys candidate Gerard Higgins tonight at the start of another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Faster My, Lewis Foster.
Faster My. In a bid to boost access to lateral flow testing devices, kits are to be made available online for island-wide home delivery. The home COVID testing kits will be delivered by Manx independent carriers for a four-week trial period from Wednesday this week. A Douglas town councillor says he's concerned over growing inequality in Manx society. Devon Watson believes that while around 60% of the population continues to do well, government must not be lured into complacency. And views are being sought on how to improve bus travel for disabled people on the island. A survey created by government will be available for the next 6 weeks. It's made up of 10 questions hoping to gather information from people with a disability, their carers and families. In the international news, the United Nations is urging all countries to support the people of Afghanistan after the Taliban took control following the withdrawal of Western troops. The head of the UN says there are chilling reports of human rights violations against women and girls. The UK is putting on flights to bring thousands of British nationals home. The UK's medicines regulator says there's nothing to suggest any link between coronavirus vaccines and fertility issues. The MHRA's research has also found the jabs do not increase the risk of miscarriage. And Madonna is going to relaunch her back catalogue, reissuing several of her albums as deluxe editions. The first release next year marks 4 decades since her first single came out. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, and thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. We've got a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours and fog on the mountain road tonight. Patchy drifting fog and dry this evening, mostly dry. Moderate to fresh westerly will bring some rain later. Overnight minimum 13 degrees and Tuesday, Jemert, cloudy and wet on a moderate to fresh westerly. Daytime maximum 19 degrees. The wind will turn westerly later tomorrow and down to 13 through the night. Into Wednesday, Ukraine, dry, largely cloudy, a moderate to fresh northwest wind soon decreasing and 18 degrees top temperature. Tides on the way back in, high water 6 tonight. Sunset 13 minutes to 9, low water 27 minutes to 1 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning 2 minutes to 6 a.m. High water 6 minutes to 7.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
Four more people are now in Nobles Hospital with COVID-19 on the Isle of Man with the latest coronavirus update. Lewis Foster.
According to the latest dashboard figures, 16 people with the virus are in Nobles Hospital. One person is receiving treatment in intensive care. Government says 62 new cases of coronavirus have been identified on the island in the latest 24-hour period. The total number of active cases now stands at 635. That's an increase of 53 since yesterday. The positive result rate in the latest batch of 484 tests was 5.66%. Meanwhile, 333 people are booked in for a PCR test at the grandstand tomorrow.
Care home residents who died from COVID-19 may have been saved if the advice of the Isle of Man's most senior doctor had been actioned. The opinion of former MHK and Tynwald Committee member Chris Robertshaw. Mr. Robertshaw said if Rosalind Ranson, Dr. Ranson, had been listened to, things could have been different.
Had we listened to her properly at the appropriate time, then there's a good chance, for example, and this is a particular and key issue, if we'd acted on Dr. Ranson's advice at the appropriate time, I put it to you, Tessa, that we may never have had the Abbotswood agony, which is what it was. Because the first case, as I understand it, was properly identified on the 3rd of April. We didn't close the borders till late March. Had we closed the borders when Dr. Ranson had said we should, we may very well not have had Abbotswood. You've got to also take into account the fact that once Abbotswood had occurred, the government slammed effectively, indirectly, but certainly clearly, the concept that this was edging towards criminal charges and as such was sub judice. Now we know that there are no criminal charges. And on Rosalind Ranson's side, the PAC have evidence from the Attorney General saying, should we be considering this, and is it not, as it were, in its own right, sub judice because of her desire to go to the Employment and Equality Tribunal? So all the way through, we have a situation where government is trying to shut things down on a command and control basis. And the real sufferers of this, effectively, have been Rosalind herself and the Abbotswood care home.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
It's a big question for many young and not so young people on the Isle of Man. What's the cost of getting your own roof over your head on the Isle of Man? Has COVID hit sales and prices, or has it boosted them? A review of the housing market's just been published by the Manx government. John Moss has been taking a look at it.
Amid reports that the buy-to-let market in the UK continues to boom, the Manx government has put out a review of the Manx housing market, useful for those who may be contemplating diving into this investment area. Lloyds, one of the major mortgage lenders on the island, puts out a list of criteria for those who wish to apply for a buy-to-let mortgage. They include the need to be at least 25 years old and not over 75 at the end of the mortgage term, not being a first-time buyer, and having at least 25% of the price of the property as a deposit. The housing review uses data from the Land Registry along with details from the 2011-2016 censuses and also information from the Bank of England in respect of lending. Manx average property prices are, and this has already been published, £313,000 for a house, an increase of 7.4% compared with 2019, and £153,000 for a flat, an increase of just over 0.7% over the year. If you're looking to buy to let, those are the average you're looking at. Being average, of course, there's a wide window between the lowest priced and the top priced. In 2019 and 2020, the review notes a significant increase in the number of properties being sold in the £250,000 to £500,000 bracket, going up, and sales in the higher bracket, over £750,000, increased only marginally. What about affordability for those starting off in the housing market, a subject of great concern, of course? In 2020, the lower quartile house price was 9.81 times the median, the midpoint salary, for those aged 25 and under. It notes that while the earnings ratio has improved in the last decade, home ownership remains difficult.
Manx Gas's parent company, Island Energy Group, has a new chief exec, and she's vowing to improve services for customers. Jo Cox has been in the role less than a month, and she's been digging her teeth into last week's consultation on how Manx Gas should operate in the future. She offered her thoughts.
I mean, it literally just published last week officially, so I am chewing my way through a rather large report. But my thoughts around this consultation is it's really good for the customer. I think it's the right thing for us to do. I am slightly nervous around some of the things that have been assumed within the report. I've got to get into the detail. My initial sort of gut response to it is it's not really taken into account the requirement for future investment in our infrastructure. So I just need to make sure that that's clear, and that we do make sure that the regulator allows us not to just chew straight through all of our profit, but to recognise I plan to invest a significant amount of money in future technology and island infrastructure and customer journeys, for instance. And it doesn't strike me as obvious that that's been taken into account in my first brief look at it.
How important, in your opinion, is public support going forward?
Really important. Actually, I don't think we have been vocal enough. I don't think we're close enough to our consumers or our commercial customers. And my plan, being new in sea, is to spend more time actually talking to customers, understanding what do they need. You know, I don't think that our service to our customers is good enough. So we'll be investing in really good digital journeys, making sure that there's an app in your hand that you can track how much you're spending. We're launching a brand new billing system next year. All of those things, I think it's super important to take into account what do your customers need. And I don't think we're close enough. And I fully plan on leaning into the island and making sure and taking people's opinions into account.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes before 6 this Monday evening. Ben McCree departed Heysham at 20 past 2. She's not yet in sight in Douglas Bay. Well, not from the studios here, but she should be in by 5 past 6. Leaving at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. Then the overnight departure, 2:50, arriving in Douglas at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, Manannan, the high-speed craft, left Douglas at 12 minutes to 3. She should be in Liverpool now and will be departing at 7:15, arriving back here tonight, 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 7:30, Manannan departure is back to Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A Douglas town councillor says he's concerned about growing inequality in Manx society. Tonight, you'll hear Phil Gorn on Manx Radio's Agenda talking to Devon Watson. And Mr. Watson says that while the overall picture may suggest the island is doing well, government shouldn't be lured into complacency.
The direction of things in the growing wealth inequality is less acceptable, especially since when we look at the broad track of things, people are committing less crime, people are working harder than they ever have in the past, and very often at the end of the day, they're receiving a smaller share of what the economy produces than at any point in the past. I mean, this is perhaps the highest level of inequality we've had. But I don't think that it's a young versus old issue. I mean, I go and visit council houses of people who are pensioners living in conditions of poverty themselves. Obviously, the Isle of Man is an incredible place to live. I imagine that there's probably 60% of the population who do relatively well, although there's a broad middle class that is struggling, particularly when it comes to the children of the middle class trying to buy houses. But if we actually look at the numbers, life expectancy here, although the fact that our GDP per capita is double that of the UK, our life expectancy is lower. We've got one of the lowest ratios of GPs to patients in much of Europe. One in six people earn less than the living wage. So you've got people working full-time jobs, trapped in poverty, simply because their jobs don't pay enough. Often these are people who are essential workers, people that we praised last year for maintaining things during the pandemic. One in seven households struggle through poverty. They struggle to pay their heating bills every so often. And I guess when you just look at the raw numbers of the number of people being left behind, it's concerning. And I think that just because that a lot of people are doing well now doesn't mean that we should be lured into a sense of complacency. So one of the core reasons I say this is if we look at wage data since 2008, what we see is that in broad sense, relative to cost, wages have stagnated for the economy overall. If you're a manual worker, wages have plummeted.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
16 minutes before 6, the International Energy Agency has lowered its forecast for oil demand for the second half of this year after some major oil-consuming countries imposed new curbs to limit the spread of COVID-19. In its monthly report, the IEA lowered its expectations for oil demand growth by 500,000 barrels a day to 5.3 million barrels per day on average. Oil prices have lost about 6% this month, affected by surging Delta variants. Goldman cut its estimate for global oil deficit while keeping its forecast for demand growth unchanged, and OPEC kept its demand estimates for this year and for next as well. Adidas is letting Reebok go, selling off the struggling trainer label to Authentic Brands Group for 2.1 billion euros. Reebok dominated the athletics market in the 1980s, and Adidas had hoped to acquire the brand, which would give it a Nike killer. But Reebok lagged behind Adidas' core business. The deal is expected to close in the first quarter of next year.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower. US stocks fell as geopolitical and growth concerns weighed on risk appetite. Oil prices fell, and gold edged higher, buoyed by safe haven buying spurred by COVID-19-related concerns. In corporate news, Burberry was the worst performer on the index after the release of disappointing Chinese retail sales data. Oil giants BP and Shell gushed lower as oil fell. And the numbers at the close reported by Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 down 0.9% at 7,153. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.33% at 15,925. Currently in New York City, the trading day rolls on, and the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.25% at 35,440. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 0.9% at 14,649. And the S&P 500 down 0.4% at 4,452. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 38.4 cents, €1 17.5 cents, and 20 South African rand 47.2 cents. And in commodities, gold up 0.3% at $1,785 per troy ounce. A barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.5% at $69.90.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's been a tough road for motorsport on the Isle of Man over the last 2 years because of the pandemic, but the vice chair of the Isle of Man TT Marshals Association thinks things are looking up. Craig McHugh is also the training director for the organisation, and he's confident next year's races will go ahead.
We've looked at the training on how we train our marshals, and we've adapted that. We've made it professional, so people can come along when they do their three sessions on either a practice or a couple on a racing day. If they enjoy it, they can come along. We'll put them forward to do the training, which is the incident management training course, which deals with how to deal with an incident, the flags, the radios, all of that sort of stuff to ensure that our marshals are trained and they can do the job effectively and correctly.
And looking ahead to next May, sort of the start of TT 2022, we all hope it will go ahead. It's certainly looking quite positive at the moment. What support do you need from people now? And if people want to get involved, how can they do that?
Well, we have a website, iomctmarshals.com. You can always go onto that. We have a Facebook page as well, which we're trying to put more information on there. So our marshals, new marshals who want to get involved, can get all the latest information when we do our training courses. There's loads of information out there, and we just want more people to enjoy the event. You know, Gary Thompson and the board will back me up on this. No marshals, no racing, and we want to make sure that next year the racing goes ahead, because I think everyone's biting the bit at the moment. The races, the teams, the marshals especially. We get lots of conversations from marshals all over the world saying, when's it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And we are confident that next year we're going to have a brilliant 2 weeks at TT for racing.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Rhiann Evans.
Faster my good evening. Well, one of the island's leading distance runners has made a solid comeback after 10 months out of action with an injury. Rachel Franklin and her North of England teammates were caught jumping for joy yesterday after they finished second behind the full England team in the women's race at the International Road Relays match in Leeds. Before that, Rachel hadn't raced since October last year following issues with injuries and also illnesses. Her teammates included Jess Judd, a name you might recognise from the recent Tokyo Olympic Games, and also Claire Duck, who is a former Easter Festival competitor and GB International. There was also a Manx presence in the England women's team that won the event, as it included Sarah Astin. Across the water, but elsewhere, Tom Partington dominated on the track at the weekend. He won the 10,000 metre walk in the Welsh Championship in Cardiff. His time of 43 minutes, 43 seconds was a personal best, but agonisingly, it was 13 seconds short of the Commonwealth consideration time. And although she continues to be hampered by a hamstring issue, Erica Kelly finished third in the ladies' race in 51 minutes and 55 seconds. Closer to home and on island, scarlet was the setting yesterday for round three of the Isle of Man Youth Trial Championship. Alice Chestnut Cubbin ended the event top of the cadet class, dropping two marks, while Stanley Cubbin won the experts. There were victories too for Torrin Lennon in rookie, Oliver Kennington in intermediate, and Aaron Smith in clubman. The final round of the summer series is on the 4th of September.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 to 6, departures from Ronald's Way. Logan Airs, 6 o'clock to Liverpool. The patient transfer plane looking on time at the moment. We're booked on time. EasyJet's 5 past 6 to Bristol looks on time as well. And the 6:45 EasyJet to Liverpool on time as well. Inbound arrivals, the 5:35 from Bristol. The EasyJet flight got in 10 minutes early, making the turnaround easier. The 6:15 EasyJet inbound from Liverpool looks to be on time, and the return Logan Air patient transfer from Liverpool in at 5 to 8 tonight. On the road, Snaefell Road in Wollaston still closed till the end of September, and suspended parking there for construction works. Glen Road in Laxey still closed for work on the new river wall, but the word is it may finish early anyway. Fingers crossed. Temporary lights in Ballasalla on the main road for work on the bypass. Still those restrictions, 30 mile an hour speed limit on Richmond Hill for the drainage improvement work. 50 mile an hour speed limit for works on the A3 above Foxdale, just near the turn for the shoulder road. Temporary lights in Kirkmichael for work on the pavement. And 24 hour temporary lights in Balaff repairing the bridge.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
A former member of Treasury is eyeing up a seat in Douglas South in this year's general election. Gerard Higgins recently left his role as senior executive officer in Treasury. He's worked in government since 1983 and he's up against Claire Christian, Sarah Maltby and Paul Quine in Douglas South. Better management of the Isle of Man's finances, high on his agenda.
I want to see a lot more openness. I want to see a lot more transparency in the way in which we operate. And also, I want to see better use of government money. I think there's an awful lot of projects there that are gold-plated projects, or they seem to continually run over budget. And given the circumstances that we currently face, post-COVID, a lot of other issues, I really do think that it's very important that we place emphasis on those going forward.
You mentioned gold-plated projects that you believe may have gone over budget. Could you give us a couple of examples?
Well, I suppose the obvious one is Douglas Promenade. That's the easy one. We don't know at the moment where that's going to end up. But, you know, what concerns me with the current administration is lack of scrutiny necessarily of the pink book that comes out after the budget, or the light blue book, the government accounts. Because if you look at those sort of things, you know, if we look at, for example, the Liverpool landing stage, the initial cost for that was something like £6.5 million, which goes to £35 million, and now potentially could go to £52 million. Where's that going to end? What do we need to be spending those sort of money? Is government a soft touch that we'll just have a budget that we'll continue to overspend, particularly when we've got people who are desperately in need? whether it be food banks, whether it be cataract operations, whether it be hip replacements. That's where I want to see a complete refocusing of where we're going. Another example is the steam packet company. We're currently saying that there's a provision for £80 million for the building of the Manxman, which is due to be here in 2023. But if you actually look carefully at the government accounts, there's a provision effectively for as much as £160 million. The public need to know what the exact position is, and that's where I'm wanting more openness and transparency across government.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini site at manxradio.com.
6 minutes before six. Are you planning to take a vehicle to Europe anytime soon? Well, you may need to buy an international driving permit. Dave Moore.
Before Brexit, British motorists have been able to drive across the continent without any fuss. However, since severing ties with Brussels, the situation has become rather more complex. Are you sitting comfortably? From September the 28th, anyone driving to an EU member state needs to check they have the correct documentation. For anyone from the Isle of Man, we're advised to carry an international driving licence, even though they may not need to for certain countries. However, it may be better to be safe than sorry and buy a permit from your local post office, just in case. One thing it seems that won't change is the national identifier. While the GB sticker will change to display UK, Manx motorists can continue to use GBM. There could be a problem, though, for anyone planning to drive in Croatia, Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, as these EU member states are not part of the Geneva Convention on Road Traffic, which dates back to 1949. It's a condition that all countries who are signatories display the correct signs lodged with the United Nations. Meanwhile, talks continue between the island, Jersey, Guernsey and Gibraltar with the UK Department of Transport as to what the implications are for the Crown Dependencies and overseas territories if they continue to use their national identifier codes. No decision has been made so far, but it seems there'll be no problem for the Isle of Man to retain GBM as our national identifier. So, in summing up, it would seem the sensible thing to do for anyone planning on driving in the European Union is to do their research beforehand and ensure they have the correct documentation when travelling.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Remember all the stories you've heard on this update and much, much more Manx news and interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos are all at manxradio.com and via the free Manx Radio app, which, if you haven't got yet, you can get from the App Store or via manxradio.com. And if you're tuned in on a podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, you want to drop us a line, tell us what you think of Update, by all means, the email address is update@manxradio.com. And that goes if you have a comment on the news agenda, a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Lewis Foster tonight. I'm Andy Wint, back with another update tomorrow night, 5:30. And the Ben McCrees arrived in Douglas Bay. W-I-N-T.